This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Members of Congress with the backing of major pro-life groups are introducing the Health Care Conscience Rights Act to stop the Obama administration's assault on pro-life religious freedom via the HHS mandate. This bold act may be the last chance for Congress to take action to mitigate the conscience problems associated with President Barack Obama's contraceptive and abortifacient mandate. Going through the grand jury report for the murder trial of Kermit Gosnell reads like a horror movie. Some of the more mundane items. Investigators say Gosnell distributed or wrote prescriptions for addictive drugs, something that would have garnered Gosnell hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Late-term abortions, which often failed and delivered premature but live births, presented the situations and actions which ultimately led to murder charges against the abortionist. This is Life News Radio. Did you know that women who find themselves in an emergency pregnancy often do not reach out to their closest family and friends? They find themselves alone and afraid. Birthright provides loving, non-judgmental support for these women and their babies. Do you need to talk to a friend, or are you the person to volunteer to help a woman? Either way, here is the Birthright phone number. 800-550-4900. In other news, two more abortion centers have closed in Michigan after charges of illegal disposal and an abortion practitioner being sued for the death of a woman in a failed abortion. And the Arkansas 12-week abortion ban continues to make news as that state's Senate has voted to override their governor's veto. Some people in pro-life circles fear that the Arkansas ban, if rejected by courts, could entrench Roe v. Wade. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.